It's the Power Hour.
I'm not gay.
You will be very popular in jail.
The Power Hour.
I really, really like women.
Great cash, homie.
Bizarre. The Power Hour.
But you guys just don't matter.
I could give a rat's ass.
And it's all a travel. Are you kidding me?
Am I the only one that points this out or notices?
Jesus Christ.
There's an anti-Christian bigotry that is just disgusting.
Having fun, you know what I'm saying?
Paulie Howard.
I think, you know, we've already talked enough about him.
It's always this motivational sports garbage cliches. Or
you are the greatest fans on earth.
My name is Three, not Dwayne.
Bizarre.
I feel okay.
Kobe follows Dwight Howard. I'm like, is that supposed to be headline news?
Answer the question for us.
No, did they call it strike three? You have got to be kidding me.
Obviously, his first time ever using the internet and Google.
Great cash, homie.
Bizarre.
I don't have anything to add.
Here's Paulie.
Oh, ah. Hey. Yes. Fox Sports Radio. Huge show coming up. Eric Snyder. All the news in the NFL. Tony Miller. Oh, ah. On the fight. Game of Thrones props. And JT, before we get out of here. It's the final day. The final show of the Power Hour. My last show, at least on this station. I will continue. I won't be part of Lotus Broadcasting anymore. I will continue to do my new show with Mitch Moss at VSiN, Vegas Stats and Info Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. You can also find me Friday night starting a week from tonight at 6 o'clock following Cofield and Company on ESPN Radio, the William Hill Sports Hour. I'm looking forward to that and the great people at William Hill. So we move on from this. Been on this station for like three, 4 years, maybe a little bit longer than that. And thanks, Magnum, you're terrific. Thanks a lot. And I'll have to say a lot of words, kind words to JT, that pain in the ass, as he gets in here with that. I got to give JT a send-off at 4:45. He's done a lot for me, and he's a reason I became national and was doing, you know, they didn't believe in me here at Lotus Broadcasting, I can tell you that, for whatever reason. But I became a national talk show host doing 4 hours by myself in over 200 markets. And that's because JT the Brick made one phone call and said, this kid's good, give him a shot. And my phone rang 2 days later, and I was on the air without a tape or anything. So, I would consider him a mentor, and JT the Brick's terrific. And I think he's has something to do with how I got the last job. All right, so enough about that. Well, I tell you, be careful what you wish for, right? Because when you get Goodell with all this power, and a couple years ago it was cool, right? Oh, Brady suspended, oh, look at this, okay. Yeah, no evidence, 4 games, right? More leaks than the Trump administration. The NFL now. They leaked this stuff to Chris Carter. Now they're leaking info to TMZ and photos. And they're all over this place with the domestic violence. They just throw up. How do you, there was a couple good tweets on this, but it's just, we're not splitting the atom here. How do you give Josh Brown 1 game when he admits it? And there are 20 different examples when he hit his wife, ex-wife, and Elliott gets 6. Ray Rice initially got 2. Junior Gallette got 2. Joseph Randall got 4. Corliss got 2. And the most powerful man in all of sports, Jerry Jones, is furious, according to reports. And this reminds me a lot of the Roethlisberger story, where he had the run-in with the girl in Reno. She said he assaulted her. Then you had the incident in Georgia, where apparently a bodyguard was running a pick and blocking the door, and he was having his way with a girl in a bathroom. And without being charged and arrested, Goodell suspended Big Ben, and then it was reduced to 4. And here's a game of he said, she said once again in an investigation that started more than a year ago after his ex accused him of domestic violence in Columbus. The city attorney office in Columbus announced they would not pursue charges against him because of inconsistent and conflicting info. He's going to appeal, and then a hearing has to be scheduled within 10 days, and then who knows if he sues? Remember, Deflategate took almost 2 years, so he could get an injunction. He could be there the first couple weeks. Who knows how long this goes? NFLPA said in a statement it's reviewing the league's decision and has been in contact with Elliott and his reps to consider their options. NFL official told ESPN the decision on punishment took time to make in part because the NFLPA delayed delivering requested info from mid-December to mid-May. Several witnesses, according to sources close to the case, heard the ex yell at Elliot she would ruin his career when she was unhappy they would not continue their relationship. There's also a report that she was sending friends text messages saying, lie for me on this one. Who knows who and what to believe? The NFL told Elliot in the letter they sent him, there was substantial and persuasive evidence supporting a fine that he engaged in physical violence multiple times in July of 2016. They identified three incidents that caused injuries to the woman's face, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, wrists, hips, and knees over 5 days. It was a separate violation, but they also came down on him for St. Paddy's Day when he lifted that girl's shirt up. So he wasn't wearing a bra. Now, the other business, how we handle things here in Las Vegas, I think this is a huge deal and a major, major loss for the Cowboys. I disagree with the sports books. He's only worth half a point. They're only going to lower the juice on the win total at 9.5. I think that's ridiculous. And they found out the hard way. And some, you know, we don't know. You could say we do know. Because a couple of years ago, DeMarco Murray had 1,800 yards. They let him go. And then McFadden led the team with 1,000. And they couldn't do a damn thing after making the playoffs. You know, it goes back to quarterbacks. What are quarterbacks worth? What do you think Tony Romo was worth to the point spread? Tony Romo got hurt 2 years ago. They went 1-11 without him. Last year, he led the league in yards and carries. He had the third most rushing yards for a rookie ever. And you're going to tell me maybe McFadden or Morris and Rod Smith will come in? Oh, they'll be fine. They got the offensive line is so good. 1993, the Cowboys, Emmitt Smith held out. They went 0-2. He came back. They finished 12-2 with him, and they won the Super Bowl. It was the best offensive line in the history of football. Yet they went 0-2 with him and couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, anyone who thinks that Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris is a comparable duo to what Ezekiel Elliott brings to that team, they're crazy. Now we're really going to find out how good Dak Prescott is.
You're right. Three guys should impact the point spread. To me, it's common sense. David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, and Ezekiel Elliott. Le'Veon Bell had 1,200 yards and 75 catches in 12 games last year. And you might say, well, Williams ran the ball well in two of the games. Can't catch the ball. Didn't have 75 catches. No way. And D'Angelo Williams isn't there. It's Fitz Toussaint. Good luck. And here's all you need to know. Last year, Cowboys with Elliott on and off the field. Yards per play. Elliott on the field, 6.2. Elliott off the field, 5.4. Yards per rush. Elliott on the field, 5.1. Off the field, 3.8. Passer rating. Elliott on the field, 113.5. Off the field, 88.1. And McFadden is always hurt. And before the Hall of Fame game, there were multiple reports they were going to get rid of him because they like Smith and Morris. Eric Snyder joins us now. Covered the Raiders during the Gruden years. How are you?
Good. How are you? You know, if I'm on a jury and I'm listening to you right now, you got me. You got my vote. I mean, and they're also trying to sell us, Paulie and Magnum, on the fact that they got Ronnie Hillman. Ronnie Hillman, yep. That guy seems like he's been around for 150 years. You're right. The best thing you just said was the fact that 1993, they even did a football life on the Great Wall of Dallas, like best offensive line, and Emmitt Smith sits out two games, and they go 0-2. They're not going to sneak up on anybody this year, the Cowboys. They snuck up. The Raiders and the Cowboys snuck up on people last year. It's not going to happen this year, even with Zeke Elliott. They got problems.
I'm with you. What's real? Let's say he misses six games. I think, you know, they start with the Giants at home. They go to Denver. They go to Arizona. They also play the Rams and the Niners. I would think 3-3 is the best-case scenario.
What about the Packers?
That's another. Yeah, they play the Packers.
The Packers are in that six games. They'll beat the Rams. The Ram game is in Dallas. They'll beat the Niners. They'll be 3-3, maybe 2-4. But look, that's the kind of start that you want. I mean, that division, I still think Philadelphia is going to be improved. And I have them above the Cowboys. So even with Zeke Elliott, and they have some other problems too. They have problems in the secondary. They have injuries. They have other guys. Nolan Carroll right now might get suspended. He had a DUI. I mean, this is a police blotter list on that team right now. And the distractions don't help. And again, I'm going to repeat myself. They're not going to sneak up on anybody. And they got to play the AFC West. They got to go to Oakland. They got to play Kansas City. They got to play in Denver week two. I tell you what, this is bad.
Mike Florio did a great job on this. He's also a lawyer, Pro Football Talk. He said he could get a
he could file a preliminary injunction and delay the suspension, and this could be like Deflategate all over again. And even Kevin and Pat Williams, when they got that delayed, that star cap suspension for multiple multiple seasons, it took so long. By the time they heard and everything was settled, Pat Williams had retired.
And you know what? You're right. And I totally agree with Mike Florio and Gabe Feldman of the NFL Network said the same thing. He's a legal guy who does the legal stuff for the NFL Network. Said he believes that Jerry Jones is fuming about this whole thing.
Right.
But it looks like, I guess the lady's name was Miss Thompson. I guess the NFL believed her than they believed Ezekiel Elliott in this whole thing. I do think that he's going to file an injunction. But then again, it's a huge distraction. To see with the Deflategate, it was basically, this is crazy. I can't believe this is happening. You read the Wells report. Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees said they put air in the ball. It was a crazy thing. This is domestic violence. This is domestic assault. And the NFL really, really got embarrassed by the Ray Rice case, and they want to get it right.
And so Josh Brown. Don't forget Josh Brown. How do you explain
Josh
that
Brown
part of it?
And Adrian Peterson.
How do you tell a Cowboys fan, Elliott gets six, but Josh Brown got one?
Exactly. It is. You know, this is far from being over right now, and I do think, if you're going to ask me how I think this plays out, he'll go to an appeal. If the appeal's not, if it goes down to one or two games, that might be it. But if he loses that appeal, he's going to an injunction. He'll play this season. But then again, it won't be the Pat Williams type thing. It won't go on and on where he retires.
How about Deflategate?
Excuse me?
How about Deflategate? It was a year and a half.
Exactly. But Tom Brady ended up having to serve a suspension. So
yeah,
you want
I know.
Zeke Elliott having next season to go six games? I mean, it's going to be either now or next season. But I still think he's going to serve something when it's all said and done.
Why don't you file the injunction, play the first four games, because it's a hard schedule out of the gate, and then sit in the middle? We could do that, too.
Sure. There's a lot of scenarios playing out here right now. But it was amazing how adamant during the Hall of Fame weekend that Jerry Jones was, that this guy was absolutely innocent. And the NFL did so much due diligence. I'm not taking sides here, Paulie, but the NFL did a 13-month investigation, and they, like I said, they really wanted to make sure everything, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed because of what happened with Ray Rice and Josh Brown and the screw-ups they've had in the past. And it's hard to believe there's not some egregiousness on the part of Ezekiel Elliott here. And it's, again, it's a drama the NFL doesn't want. I mean, the Cowboys are the one of the marquee teams. And one of the marquee guys in the league is now under a lot of bad. It's just, I'm speechless because, again, why does this happen now? You know, why did it take so long? Why couldn't this investigation conclude in March or April? It took that long.
I'm with you.
Then you come out with the six-game suspension in May, and then this whole thing could be over by now.
How about the trades today? Jordan Matthews goes to the Bills. Sammy Watkins goes to the Rams, along with a sixth-round pick. The Bills get Matthews and a third-round pick. The Bills are going to have two first-round picks next year, second-round picks, and third-round picks. Mike Florio also tweeted, don't be surprised if the Rams make Tavon Austin available.
Well, see, I think these are some of the trades today that everyone benefited. I look at that Philadelphia team, and Nelson Aguilar, receiver who's had the drops these the last couple of years, has really improved in having a great camp. They got Alshon Jeffrey from the infield. That's a stud receiver. Zach Ertz is a quality tight end. Then you got LeGarrette Blount and Darren Sproles. Carson Wentz doesn't have a sophomore slump. That's a pretty potent offense. The Rams, I mean, if Sean McVay can get Todd Gurley back to his rookie year, you got Tavon Austin on one side and Sammy Watkins, if he could, you know, not because survive not having a foot injury, there's some explosives right there. And you know what? The Bills, they get Darby, right? And he's not a bad defensive back. So I think these trades benefit all the teams. And again, you're talking about the future. The Bills get two number ones and a number two from the Rams. I think the Rams are going to stink this year, so that'd be a high number two. I like it. You know what's surprising to me, Paulie Magnum, is you very rarely see trades this late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting yourself ready for the season. You saw a trade last year with Teddy Bridgewater. Got injured. You saw Sam Bradford. Okay, that was a necessity. The the Vikings didn't want to lose out in the season. They didn't like what they had as a backup, so they went and got Sam Bradford. Worked out for everyone because Carson Wentz ended up being a stud for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I think the timing of the trade was the most surprising. And again, you know, Sammy Watkins is the fourth pick in the 2014 draft, and I still think he's got something left in the tank.
What'd you think last night? Trubisky looked good, but so did Kaiser. But it's against the, you know, the third and fourth string guys. While Glennon was terrible, and Simeon and Lynch struggled too, and Osweiler stunk too.
I don't think Osweiler was that bad. I watched the game this morning. I mean, you know, they limited him what he could do.
But it's the same thing, Eric. He's throwing 3-yard passes.
Okay, well, that's the offense. That's this offense. I mean, Cody Kessler did the same thing. I kind of focused on that game. And again, it's the preseason. And anyone who will ever listen to me when I talk about the preseason, remember one thing. The year the Lions went 0-16, they finished 4-0 in the preseason. It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing about the preseason is getting out uninjured. That being said, look at the game David Fales had last night for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, I didn't know who that guy was. He was like fourth in the depth chart behind Matt Moore, Tannehill, and Jay Cutler. You saw Matt McGloin went 28 out of 42 for the Eagles last night. You're going to see a lot of guys. Nate Sudfeld played. I mean, who's this kid Callahan for the Packers
Joe
last
Callahan.
Night? Joe Callahan. So, I mean, Webb. Remember Webb played with the Vikings?
Joe Webb? He's in Carolina.
He had a great game for Carolina the other night.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean, this is what you get in the preseason. You're going to get – not what I did see, of course, that I knew. I mean, and this is the best statement. Jimmy Garoppolo came out and said, why do I play better in games than I do in practice? 22 out of 28 with two touchdowns last night. Then you read some of the newspaper clippings? Jacksonville wins 31-24, and they act on that so like they won the Super Bowl. What I did take out of that game is you could see the talent in Leonard Fournette. I could just see the cuts that he made and the moves, and you know, you play with the ones, and that's what I look at. So we'll see. We'll take, like I said, let's avoid the injuries.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. So what's going on in Baltimore? What do you think of some of the Raiders going to sit a lot of people tomorrow?
Yeah, Khalil Mack hasn't practiced in 4 days. Amari Cooper hasn't practiced in 6 days. They haven't found Donald Penn's holding out for all the listeners out there, and Marshall Newhouse, the guy they have the backup, isn't exactly lighting up. So I don't think Derek Carr plays tomorrow night, and Marshawn Lynch isn't going to play tomorrow night. So they open up against Arizona. They can't get Gary and Conley and Elva Fonda, the second-round pick, on the field. They haven't even practiced yet. Their first two picks have both been injured. So you're gonna see a lot of twos going to start the game for the Raiders tomorrow night.
You're the best, kid. See you soon.
Thank you.
Eric Snyder covered the Raiders during the Gruden years. There it is. One more thing, too, about these how dominant top five running backs mean something. Remember the year Adrian Peterson had 2,000 yards? They went to the playoffs with Christian frickin' Ponder as their quarterback.
Oh.
All they did was, I don't care. We're running the ball. He's getting the ball 30 times, and there's nothing you can do because one of them, he's going for 80 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and he had 2,000 yards that year, and they went to the playoffs.
But you have a running back that's that good, feed him the ball.
No, they could still win.
Yeah.
But maybe they might have to change what they do. Maybe they throw 40 times a game. I don't see it. But you know they can't be the same team when the guy is number one in yards and carries, and in yards, and he had the third most yards ever for a running back in his rookie year, and you got a guy behind him who's always hurt. And whether it's Alfred Morris or Ronnie Hillman or whatever they're going to do.
Yeah, Alfred Morris is a flash in the pan, and I mean he ran for 1,000 yards, big deal. That's not really a huge.
No, and he didn't do anything last year. Yeah. And McFadden was hurt last year, so then you get Hillman. And then they kind of like Rod Smith.
Well, Hillman couldn't cut it in Denver, so what makes you think he's going to cut it in Dallas?
Right.
He's a third down back at best. It's a big loss, you know, and their schedule does not start out easy either. I mean, they open up the Giants. I know they got Green Bay in there. I think he'll appeal, and I think it'll get knocked down a couple games, but he's definitely going to miss some games. It's not like they're just going to wipe it away.
No, he's going to miss games. Last night was interesting. The Redskins looked terrible. They went off the favorite. They lost 23-3. Vaughn and Woodrum were the quarterbacks for the Ravens after Mallett, and they won the game. Incredible.
That sounds like a law firm.
Woodrum was 4-of-4 for 85 yards and a touchdown. Kid from Liberty. Never heard of him before this year. Osweiler, 6 completions, 40 yards. Yikes. Kaiser, 11-of-18, 180 yards and a touchdown. He looked good, but again, it's against backups. McGloin threw the ball 42 times for the Eagles yesterday. 42 pass attempts. Glennon, 2-of-8, 20 yards and a pick 6. Trubisky, 18 of 25, 166 and a touchdown. Ditka on social media.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
What is that crazy?
Here, that Bears.
Better than Brady.
Ah, yeah. Oh, God.
He's your number one right now.
Isn't it funny? Twitter in between, what fans are like, it's a horrible pick. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Oh, God, he's great. Yeah, Glennon struggled. Lynch, 6 completions, 40 yards. Simeon, 6 completions, 50 yards. Then the Slaughter kid comes in there. He looks like Joe Montana.
Sanchino didn't look all that impressive.
No, Sanchino struggled. He did not. No, he struggled. That's right. But 7 games yesterday was fun. We got 3 tonight. One of them's already underway. Sanchino. How about, yeah, Eric's right. Rarely do you see trades like this. Oh, now the Las Vegas impact. Let me get to that. At the Westgate, the Cowboys Super Bowl odds went from 10 to 1 to 12 to 1. To win the NFC, plus 450 to 6 to 1. Giants win total went from 8.5 over minus 140 to minus 160. Eagles win total went from 8 over minus 140 to minus 160. Cowboy games of the year, week 1 through 6 off the board. Week 1 line against the Giants was off earlier. Season win total, they lowered the juice, 9.5 on the under. And to make the playoffs prop, they took that off the board, too. So I disagree with people in the betting community. I think they're going to miss him big time. Because I don't really care for the guys behind him. What was that? The Redskins had 138 total yards. Horrible display. And the Vikings won again.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer is 13-1 in the preseason. And he's 12-2 against the spread.
That's incredible.
It is. Harbaugh won again. Harbaugh's like 28-14. Something like that. He's got a crazy nut record, too. And Mike Tomlin is what, 3-14 3-14 straight up the last 4 years? They're underway against the Giants. MLB last night. How about this? Out of all the crazy numbers with the Dodgers, 65-1 this year when they lead after 5 innings. I can't believe that. Darvish threw over 100 pitches through 5, but he gets the win. Dodgers radio.
Ground ball up the middle, fielded by Seager behind the bag. Throws to first, and the Dodgers win it. They are now 81-33. 48 games over 500 for the first time in 64 years.
Unbelievable. Charlie Steiner, Dodgers radio. 65-1 when they lead after the 5th. The Twins blew 4 saves in the 8th or 9th inning in a week. 65-1 when they lead after 5.
Well, at this point, I want to see how many more wins they can go. How many more are they going to get?
I think they can break the record.
I mean, they're what, 35 away? They're 81 wins?
There was an offshore book who put up plus 550 that they'd win 117 games. Yes, plus 550, no minus $9. And how about what happened today at the South Point, where I do my show with Mitch Moss? We get off the air. Jimmy Vaccaro hands Mitch Moss a ticket. A guy bet $880,000 on Mayweather. You can follow us on Twitter at Mitch Moss Radio and at Paulie Howard. He tweeted the ticket.
$880,000 on Mayweather.
$880,000. It pays $160,000. There was confusion at the beginning because the payout wasn't right because they cap it. Their machines cap it at $1 million. So they had to write him 2 tickets for $440,000.
See, that's where I wonder.
He laid minus 550 at the South Point.
Like all these books that say they're going to lose all this money if McGregor wins, I keep thinking it's going to balance out because you're going to have guys coming in, maybe not with that much money, but a lot of guys with a lot of money coming in that last weekend and putting it on Mayweather to maybe balance it out a little bit so the loss won't be that great.
It's been coming. That's 4 six-figure bets in the last week and a half, and that's the biggest one in town so far, $880,000. Also last night, I mean, how crazy is this AL wild card? Huge series just started, by the way, Red Sox and Yankees. Boston with a 2 spot in the first. That is Garcia's first start in Yankee Stadium. Red Sox looking for 9 in a row. They play 10 times in the next 24 days. How about this AL wild card? Mets have a 2.5-game lead. They're in. The other wild card. Seattle and Tampa Bay are tied at 59 and 57. The Twins are half a game back. They were sellers. At the deadline, they traded their closer. If I'm a Twins fan, I'm freaking nauseous.
Yeah.
They traded their closer. They acquired Garcia and then gave him right to the Yankees. They blew all those saves on that one road trip. They blew back-to-back games in the ninth inning against the A's. They stink. They're half a game back.
They just swept the Brewers, right? Four straight.
They swept the Brewers. They won five in a row. They've been outscored by 56 runs. They're a game over 500. They traded Garcia. They traded their closer. And they're a half game out of the playoffs. The Angels, who lost Trout for all that time, they're now 500. You have six teams within a game and a half of each other.
That's unbelievable. That's what Major League Baseball wanted, but unfortunately...
It's rewarding mediocrity.
What it is.
The Orioles are under 500. The Kansas City's lost 8 of 10. They're a game out.
What you've done now with Major League Baseball is you've turned it into the bowl system.
Yeah.
You're rewarding 6-6 teams. I mean, you've got a team that's 500 and they're a game and a half back?
I know there's eight teams ahead of them, but the Blue Jays are in last place, and it's been that way for the whole season. They're four out.
Out. That can't even be possible.
They're 6 under .500.
What did they start, like 0-10? They were horrible.
Yeah. So last night, I give them credit. I mean, this is for them to be 500. Come on. 3-0 Angels in the bottom of the eighth. Paxton, who left with an injury. Did you see an update on him? Is he okay?
No, I haven't seen it.
Jesus, he left with an injury, and he went 6-0 in July. So it's 3-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Cruz hits a two-run bomb. They tie it at 3. Then Diaz comes in for the third straight day in a tie game. Guess what? He didn't have it. He walks the bases loaded. Two outs. Here comes Trout. Nowhere to put him.
Slider ripped down the line. Fair ball. Calhoun will score. Here comes Revere. He will score. Maben is going to be waved home. The throw gets cut off. A 3-RBI double for Mike Trout, and the Angels have a 6-3 lead.
Angels television, and they win. Oh. I mean, he couldn't throw a strike. It was frustrating to watch. You throw 98 miles an hour, make him hit it. Tony Miller from the Golden Nugget. We'll talk baseball, Mayweather-McGregor, NFL, and Game of Thrones props. Three episodes left in Season 7, Power Hour. Kevin Spacey Radio Network, Tony Miller time, Golden Nugget, great restaurants, great time, great sports book, pain in the ass who runs it, though, and he joins us now. How are you bastard?
I love you, man.
Well, how are things? Good?
Things are great, buddy. How you been?
All right. Beer tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Here comes the Mayweather money. Some places around town. $880,000 bet at the South Point. There were a couple six-figure bets at the Westgate, another location. Are you still seeing McGregor, or are you getting some Floyd money?
Yeah, it started coming a little. You hit it right on the head. You told me it was going to start coming in, and here it comes, man. I've been taking some Floyd money probably about the last 4 days. It's coming in a little bit, trying to offset that McGregor price. I'm at $654 right now on the fight.
Okay.
You know, it's starting to come in, but that's still got all the Irish still coming over.
Yeah. Do you still think they can get to 4?
No.
No? No more?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, no. It's not going to happen.
All right. I understand. How much any activity with the props or anything? You did an excellent job being creative there with Call Your Shot. How's that been?
Yeah, man, it's been really good. It's all McGregor stuff. They're not betting Floyd in the round props. They're not betting Floyd in pick the minute. It's all McGregor stuff. And I can tell you right now, with the round props, they like McGregor in rounds 6, 7, and 8. They've been betting that pretty heavy with me. And they've been betting McGregor on the minutes in the first 3 minutes and the first 6 minutes of the fight, they're betting McGregor.
What's your over-under for rounds? Because it looks like they're going to lower it to 8-ounce gloves.
Yeah, I heard that, man. Trying to create some action, I guess. But it's 9.5. We're still at 9.5.
Under minus what? 150?
140.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you put up, will he be disqualified?
No, I did not.
How about throwing the towel?
Nope, I didn't do that one either.
All right, are you going to do it?
I think so.
I think that's great. I think, I mean, Floyd, Floyd's talking a big game like he's coming out smoking.
Did you see his training yesterday?
How about all the comments? I'm knocking him out. I'm coming right at him to start, and you know I'll be disappointed. Oh, another great quote was, "He'll consider it a win for McGregor if he makes it through the 12 rounds."
Hey, all I know is it's going to be a fun fight to watch. No matter what happens, it's going to be really fun to see what happens afterwards.
Yeah. All right, you're still sweating a little bit, but I know 100-1 with all those Wisconsin people, but the Cubs first place. Now the Cardinals only a game out.
Man, the cream always rises, don't it? And here they come, man. About a month or so ago, I thought with the whole Matheny thing going on with Yadier, Molina and everything, it was going to blow up in their face. But, man, here they are knocking on the door again. It's going to come down to these two for sure.
There's nothing you can do, right? It's just Dodgers every day. There's nothing you can do.
Oh, man, Vin Scully, I feel bad for him. He went out 1 year too early. Can you imagine?
It's a freight train, man.
Oh, God, they're unstoppable.
You should put a prop up. Will they break the record? Will they win 117 games? Throw that up.
Oh, it just seems like for sure they will now. Every day, they just go and go and go. All I got is parlays, parlays, parlays to the Dodgers every day.
What do you think they are next week? They're at home against the White Sox, and they're throwing Wood and Darvish?
Oh, my God. $3 today. Can they hit $4?
Yeah. That's too bad. Kershaw wasn't bad. Kershaw would have been $5. He was $4 in Chicago.
Yeah, they're doing all of this with no Kershaw. Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
Well, Darvish has been great.
Paulie, I think he might be able to throw a no-hitter with them.
Yeah, well, right. I give the White Sox credit. They just swept that's scary, though, Tony. The Astros, the wheels have come off here. I didn't like it that everyone on the team complained that they didn't make any moves at the deadline.
Oh, you had to punch me in the gut with the Astros. That's killing me right now. Yeah, it's internal stuff right now. Keiko came out complaining. Now Josh Riddick, you know, they're pissed. They should have made a move, and it's showing. It's showing in their attitude. They're not the same. They're just changed. The whole face of the team has changed, and they got no pitching. They got no arms.
Nope. How'd football go yesterday?
It was good. You know, I mean, you know, the preseason's preseason. You know, everyone in the world was on the Vikings, of course, because of Zimmer and everything. And, you know, hey, the three young kids, man, they look good, though, didn't they?
Yeah. School's out on that, right? 13-1 in the preseason, Zimmer.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. 12-2 against the spread?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you got to play him, right?
How much Giants money did you take? Considering Steelers sat everybody and Tomlin's been terrible the last 4 years.
Yeah, they don't, you know, the Steelers are just, you know, that's another team preseason that's just worthless, you know. It's all it is. You know, these people play these trends. They're going to keep on playing them. It's going to happen every week until the third week, you know, third preseason game where the Stars play a little bit more. But, yeah, that's fine. We expect that.
All right. Are you still at $3 on the Warriors?
I believe so. I'm not off the top of my head. I don't know. I can tell you this. We put up the Cowboy-Giants game first week. We threw up 3.5. We knocked it down to 3.5.
Oh, you're 3.5 now?
Yeah.
What do you think Elliott's worth?
Oh, definitely a point and a half.
Point and a half?
Paulie, losing him's a killer.
See, you're so damn smart. I agree.
I'm serious. It's just a killer. But you know what? NFL, if they're smart, they knocked us down to 4 games and get them back. Can you imagine that Green Bay Cowboy game in Week 5?
Good point.
They got to move it to the 5:00 game. Would you rather watch the Chiefs Texans or the Cowboys Packers?
I know. So you have it 3.5 right now.
Yeah, 3.5.
Will you tweet that out or did you?
No, I did not.
Tweet that. I'll retweet you. That's good information.
Yeah, so I think I'm the only 3.5 in town right now.
You're 3.5. I think it's going to be nothing. Why wouldn't there be more? It's going to be an avalanche of Giants money. They swept them last year. Another, yep. There might not be no. Elliott might be out.
Oh, it's just not Elliott. You know, I mean, I understand they got McFadden and Morris, and you know, and Rod Smith is playing well now. But you know what? They're not Elliott. You know, what I mean, they're not Elliott. He makes a big difference on the field, and it's going to affect them a lot. And their defense is banged up, and the Giants are just riding high right now. Everybody wants to back them. So
you hear some numbers. Ready?
Yeah.
So he led the league last year in yards and carries.
Mm-hmm.
Yards per play. Elliott on the field, 6.2. Off the field, 5.4.
Mm.
Yards per rush. Elliott on the field, 5.1. Off the field, 3.8. Passer rating on the field, 113. Off, 88.
And what's that tell you right there? Forget McFadden, you know. And a running back by committee is not going to be worth one Elliott. It's not going to happen. They're putting more pressure on Prescott to pass the ball, and hey. It ain't going to happen, man. It hurts them bad.
All right. Are you ready for Sunday?
Oh, I can't wait.
How much worse Best case is Jamie Lannister captured.
Yeah, I think he is. I think him and Bronn are both captured.
Really?
Yeah.
And she keeps them both?
I think something's going to happen, man. She's gonna do something with Jamie. I don't know where it's going, but Jamie's going to switch sides.
Now they're headed to East. Whoa! Yeah. Jamie switches sides?
I think he's switching sides.
Because he was just blown. He couldn't believe the power of the dragon and realize he just wiped out most of the army.
Well, just remember, too, him and Tyrion, his little brother, I mean little brother,
yeah,
are close.
Yeah?
They're close.
You think Jamie switches sides?
I think there's a good possibility, man.
And now they're headed to Eastwatch, so here come the White Walkers.
Yeah, and I think that's where the Wildlings are there. They're there right now, I think.
Yes, that's where Tormund is, right.
Man, I think you hit it right on the head, though, with the bow and arrow thing, the scorpion thing with the poison on the dragon.
You think the tip might have been poisoned?
Oh, man, I think you nailed that one. That's a great point, man. Great point. No pun intended.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's one theory, because it was called the scorpion, and then what's going on with everyone getting poison in it.
I want to know how they're going to jam all these loose ends into three episodes. That's going to be fun to watch.
Well, the finale's an hour 20, and the episode next week's an hour 10, so that helps. But they're going to have to carry over a lot, I know that. But did you see the news?
What's that?
I don't know if we talked about this. So the final season obviously is six episodes, but some of them could be 2 hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Good news.
You ready?
Here's a prop bet for you. Real fast.
Okay.
Will Daenerys and Jon hook up?
Ever or in this season?
I'm talking about hooking up in the show.
Yeah, I know that. This season? Or...
Yeah. Do they get together? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
No. Will Bran tell Jon that he's a Targaryen?
Oh, good one. Man, you give me some. I got to put some props up. Oh, I can't.
Why? Just have small limits.
I can't put them up. Gaming won't let me put those up.
All right, I got props for you.
Okay.
Will any Stark die? Will any Stark die in season 7? Yes, -250.
Wow, who's going?
I don't see anyone going. It's only 3 episodes left.
You made the yes that someone will go the favorite?
It's before the season started.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see anybody going. Not this season.
Dragon, this is, I don't know who had these. Was this, B-O-L? Who the hell had
Bavada.
This?
Bavada.
I think Bavada had it. All right. Dragons to fight White Walkers this season. Yes, -$2.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a possibility.
Does she take Drogon right to Eastwatch?
Right to Eastwatch, yeah. Look at us, man. We're like masters at this.
Gendry to forge Valyrian steel this season. Yes, +150.
That's a good one.
No. Hey, what else do I got here? This is from Bet Online. Will Justin Bieber wear a hat during the walkout with Floyd Mayweather? Yes, -170.
Oh, I'd lay that all day long.
Sunglasses, yes, -220. Take back, no, +180.
Oh, that's going to go at the -$5. You kidding me?
5 million pay-per-view buys, yes, -165.
Oh, that's a no.
I'm with you.
That's a no.
What are you hearing? I mean, what are you hearing with the... I go to Costco the other day. They got Mayweather tickets, for Christ's sake.
2 for $4,500. I said, Kelly, throw one in the cart for me. Please.
You're going to scuff them. Oh, man. All right. See you tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Tony Miller. Top man at the... Hey, tell him to tweet that out. Call him back. Tweet out that he's 3.5 with the Cowboys. That'll be good. I'll pick up some more followers. Who's this idiot? A guy at Lake Tahoe placed $2,900 bets on the Giants to win the World Series at 1,500 to 1. The bets would net $1.8 million. What the hell? They're going to be eliminated in a week. How many games are they out of the wild card? I know they're 30 out in the division. Give that to the homeless guy on the corner. What are you? That's ridiculous. They're 19 games out. In the middle of August. That's just a wild card. They're 36 back. They're 19 back of the wild card.
It seems like they could be eliminated this weekend. They're so far back.
That's just stupid money. That Tahoe money. $900 a guy bet.
Two $900 bets?
Oh.
What the hell is he doing? Why make two?
They're 19 out. PT segment with JT next. Power Hour. No TV. Oh, you know it. I had lunch there today. SG Elevated. Oh, the big club. Incredible. Free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, $20 Bud Light buckets, $4 Bloody Marys, happy hour 5 to 7, midnight to 2. You got to have all your fantasy drafts at PT's. 55 locations, PT's, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and they're giving away three pairs of tickets to the fight, Mayweather-McGregor. Enter before August 21st, you can win tickets and in the suite. Top point earner wins tickets in the suite, and also you can enter to win two tickets. They're giving away two tickets with the drawing as well. Two winners there. Download the mobile app or Dima offers location. Find a real local play. We love PTs. I can't tell you. The SG Bar, the food is so good. And the New Yorker.
It's my spot.
Salad.
It's my spot where I watch games locally. It's Gilroy, the best. It's the easiest. It's close.
That's right. We watch the NFC Championship game.
Yep. And I'll be back there for a lot of football.
All right. Let me thank you for everything. You're a great friend, a mentor. You made one phone call and got me on national radio. You went to bat for me. You believed in me. I know we worked 4 years together. You taught me a lot. You're a terrific, great businessman. You know how to interview. You're brilliant at setting up topics.
Well, thank you.
You helped me get the other job. You made, sending an email out, going to bat for me. You didn't have to do that. So I appreciate it. And I know I'll be seeing, I live close to you and we always go to PTs. And
we'll see a lot of each other. I'm very proud of you. You continue to grow with your career and we've had a lot of fun here, especially at this time. We work together on longer shifts, and I'm sure we'll meet again. As I tell everybody in radio, we'll all meet again. We might be working for new people or whatever it is, but it's been a pleasure doing this with you, and you're going to have a great run, continued success, and we'll be doing a lot together outside the building.
All right, I hope so. All right, now Jerry Jones is furious here. How do you think this ends?
This is a huge story, and I've been talking about it at length. I didn't see this come in six games. But again, we should have all seen it because this is the new domestic violence policy. It's six games. And what this shows is that the NFL has their own investigation team that's going to do a deeper dive in investigation than the local police. I'm a pro police guy, so I'm not going to rip on the Columbus police or the Tallahassee police or the Gainesville police. But for how many years have we seen the local authorities and the local DA try to cover up, not the case here, but at least move the investigation along so all charges are dropped when a college player comes back home when he's a pro and allegedly something happens. In the case here, the NFL made a strong statement. All you pros, go back home in the offseason, go to the pool parties, do whatever you want, hook up with your old girlfriend, do whatever you want. If anything happens, we're not going to count on the local police and their investigation. We're going to do our own, and I have a feeling Roger Goodell was very thorough for two reasons. Number one, he was embarrassed by Ray Rice, had to put a whole new policy in place.
Josh Brown.
Josh Brown, and he doesn't want this bad PR. Goodell wants peace. He wants labor peace. Goodell's not involved with domestic violence, recreational drugs, hitting women. He only rules on this when it gets to his desk. So I thought it was a strong decision. I think Zeke on appeal will probably get a game or two knocked off, but it is domestic violence. They're not going to take it from six down to two. They're supposed to keep it at six. If it's something else that's on the edge,
his lawyers are like, some new stuff will come to light, and
maybe it will.
What if he sues and gets an injunction?
Might be able to do that. I'm going to bring that up coming up. We have a legal analyst coming up. We're going to talk about that. But either way, it's an embarrassment to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones just got the gold jacket less than a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they let him have that moment.
And said nothing was going to happen to us.
Well, I don't blame Jerry for saying that because he's got to back his player, and he needs his player there. But if it was a two-game suspension because they didn't have enough evidence from the Columbus police and the DA, but they still gave him two games, I think it would have been pleaded down to one. He would have missed that game against the Giants. But I'll say it right here. I'm diving deep into the NFC. Cowboys missed the playoffs because of this. I think Darren McFadden is a hell of a backup, though. As a backup, McFadden's really good in the passing game. He can pick up blocks. He's been a good player in this league for a long time. I know McFadden from his time with the Raiders. McFadden's the type of guy, like a backup quarterback who's good. You want him to come in. I think McFadden will jump in and at least hold this team together. They better stay together because if it's a six-game suspension, Cowboys are out of the playoffs.
That's a tough schedule. Who's coming up?
We're going to get into it big. Right out of the gate, 5:30. Don't miss it. Floyd's promoter, Leonard Ellaby, joins me live.
Yeah.
All the questions about tickets, Costco, other tickets left. Does the promotion need a kick in the ass? Floyd's promoter, Leonard Ellaby, joins us at the bottom
When's
of the hour.
When's a legal analyst on?
Later on in the show.
Okay.
I'll tweet that out. Again, congrats on your success, and we'll see you here. And you'll be a frequent guest with me on the 4 o'clock show after Labor Day.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
There it is, the brick, the best. All your fantasy drafts, PTs, free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, $20 Bud Light buckets, 55 locations. SG Bar is perfect for those meetings, get-togethers, two huge rooms as well. Download the mobile app, redeem offers, location finder. Thanks to Magnum. Power Hour. Matsuyama!